Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Parents, did you know BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs? Did you even ask? Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
All right, here's what I want to talk about, because we are in spring break.
Yeah, oh yeah. Into the thick of it. You remember that?
Yeah, that was a...
It was a sound.
It was a sound.
Yeah.
What's it from? Originally.
Into the thick of it. Oh.
It's fine. Okay. Great. Bubba Excellent work.
I don't remember. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I was just asking. I don't know. Or care. I was just making conversation.
Damn See, it. Doing. You better start talking about spring break while I look up that, because that's going to bug me so much.
So yeah, we're in spring break right now. We went to my...
Backyardigans.
We went to my parents for a few days. We're still in it. We're in the middle of it. But we went to my parents for a few days, which was nice because we got to catch up on birthdays and that we missed because of just a sick winter. sickly winter.
So you had a weekend of birthdays.
So we had a weekend of birthdays. We celebrated three birthdays in one weekend, which was fun.
How many cakes?
Three cakes.
Oh, wow.
My mom, she goes hard. She made them each their favorite kind of cake, which was really fun.
That's really nice. And at the end of night, it was like, we're chucking this because we got more cake coming. So eat your fill.
More cake coming?
Or did you save all the... I mean, did you have like a whole cake left over of leftover
cakes? We had the cake on the first day, so then they had cake the next day. Yeah, nobody finished their cakes, but they got close. They were small. They were smaller cakes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Smart.
Personal pan pizza.
Your mom's dialed in on.
She was dialed in. It's funny. We were like, you made three cakes? That's amazing. And she was like, it took so much longer than I wanted it to. I was like, yeah. Baking in general always takes longer. Three projects.
You don't do it right on the first try.
Or you're getting it mixed up because you're like, oh, wait, no, that goes in the other cake. Oh, my God. I have to go get more egg whites. But that's not what my rant, we shall say, is about.
Okay.
So spring break.
Yeah.
Very important. All right. I get it. The kids need a break because they're in school all day. And they're just burnt out of it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. Like, school sucks.
You know what I'm not burnt out of?
What's
Having
that?
Someone else deal with them for like 5 hours a day.
I think it's great. I like school for that reason deeply. I'm passionate about that aspect of it, but it's funny. My kids don't do it as much anymore. My daughter did a lot in first grade where she's like, I don't want to go to school. I hate school. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Trust your instincts. It's terrible. You'll make friends there, but school sucks.
They pay teachers plenty. So no one ever.
Ever. So I get it. They need their breaks, I guess. I don't know why we don't just march through. But then summer is a nightmare.
Like
it doesn't
that.
Matter.
Get it? March through? March through. Nice.
Because it's March.
Pay attention, everybody.
But it's so funny that like when they go on break, we don't give them breaks. Like when kids go on spring break, that's when us parents, for reasons unknown, overwhelm ourselves with
stuff
activities.
To get done. Yeah. You know why? You're not, I mean, what are you going to say? You shouldn't do that? They're going to be bouncing off your ceiling if you don't figure something else out to do.
But it doesn't need to be like extravagant, which is what we often all do on spring break. Let's go on a trip. Let's go visit my parents for an extended stay. Like that one's not a big one, but like a lot of people like to take trips. You went away for a day and it's like, we do this to ourselves because we're afraid of them being like, I'm bored. And it's like, I bet I've seen you with a piece of paper with no pencil and for like an hour.
I've seen you look at your hand in the sunlight
and have a great time.
During a soccer game. What are you talking about, bored?
So,
you can make something out of nothing.
It's just funny to me how we just put this pressure on ourselves. And I get it, because the kids do jump off the walls. But it is just so funny that it's like, well, my wife's guilty of this as well. I am too, where it's just like, we didn't do anything today. And I was like,
we went to...
Did anybody get hurt?
Yeah, we went. But it's like, whenever you say
that, everyone have a square meal?
It means...
We did a lot.
It means you went to... You still went to, like, the playground, went for a walk,
yeah.
Rode bikes. Like, uh-huh. It's like, you did a lot. You did
that's
a lot.
That's a plenty active day. That also leaves time in between those things for the kids to watch something for a little bit. You take
Which
a break.
Which is great. That's the best. But it also, like, raises his expectation. My son today... Don't worry. We handled it. But he was like, we were at my parents this morning. The kids played for hours. And then as we're packing, then we hit the road. They got to be on screens while we're doing that. We come home. My son's like, I think they had a little more screen time. And they were also like playing with his new toys because he celebrated his birthday.
Yeah.
So he got to run around and play. And then he set out like a board game. But we ran out of time because my daughter has baseball, mm-hmm. which that's a whole other thing that we're starting.
That's not just spring break activity. That's spring activity. You have to plan for little vacations, but then you also have to plan for spring activities.
Yeah. And then my son had the nerve in the car on the way. He was so upset when we had to go to baseball, but I was like, yeah, maybe there'll be a point where I don't bring you to this. Although we got sucked in, we signed him up for it too. I'll get to it. But we were like, maybe there'll be a point where we don't bring you, but like, this is the first practice. I really want to go. I want to see it. Both my wife and I really wanted to see it, but we get in the car and he's just like, you never do anything with me. And we were like, how dare you?
White knuckles on the steering wheel.
Yeah. Just the nerve of just like the amount of, I mean, that's parenting though, in a nutshell, is like you do so. And you know what he was referring to?
Yeah.
Is that I was finishing up.
Yeah. How you don't care about him. That's what he's referring
to. An audition. So I was like editing it. And then I was done with that. And I just had to like look at something and they were like playing by themselves. I had some stuff I needed to look over for work, if you will. And my wife is going to play a board game with him, but she really wanted to go to the gym. And I was like, go to the gym now. And we can, you know, we'll finish what we need to do when you get back. But we ran out of time and she came home from the gym and we ended up going straight to baseball. But that's when he made that comment. Mm-hmm. And it was like, she did something for herself, dude.
Singular moments, man.
Like,
doesn't matter what happened this weekend.
I know.
You told me you were going to play with me.
Yeah.
And then you didn't.
That's wild. That's
lying,
but that's
pile of garbage.
But that's parenthood in a nutshell. That's just how like children operate. That's how like we operate. It's just this endless cycle of like guilt, and we put it on ourselves, which is probably why.
Don't do that.
Probably why we overplan for holidays. Like we like, or in breaks and stuff, which we do like to do. Like I do enjoy doing those things. Obviously, they're always so fun, but it's just so funny how like, we just like work ourselves to the bone.
I kind of know
to
what you're
keep
saying,
them
but like,
entertained.
But before you have kids, you have money, right? And then you have like little breaks where you don't have to work, right? Could be like a holiday weekend kind of thing or something like that.
Sure.
And then you're like, hey, let's take some of that money we have and go somewhere fun. And you go on like a vacation.
Sure.
You miss that. You want to do that again. But if you take your kids on vacation,
it's not a vacation.
You're just parenting somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you still try to do it because you want to get something out of it. You want to go somewhere.
Yes. That's why
see something.
That's why you bring your kids to like Disneyland and Disney World
yeah.
when they're like three.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no world where they remember this.
No.
They might say it to you.
Maybe had some fun.
They're going to say something to an adult, like when they're like eight, they're going to be like, I remember being at Disney when I was three. I do. I remember it. And we're going to go, you yeah. do? Cool. He doesn't remember it.
So here's the thing. Similar, right? We didn't go anywhere. Uh-huh. By the time spring break came, it was like, well, flying is not really an option right now. We're just multitude of reasons why we wouldn't go do this, wouldn't go do that. And it was just like, and then the more we looked at spring break calendar, the actual week, it was like, wait, still has baseball. They still have swim, unless we're just going to pull them out of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which you can if you go on vacation. It's not a huge deal. But it was still like there's stuff going on that week that we had already planned for. Uh-huh. So we can't, I don't know. I don't know if we should really go anywhere. That seems like it'd be adding too much to the plate.
Right.
But like 2 days before spring break and then the night of like getting the kids out of school, we were like, I mean, who's to say we couldn't just go stay at a hotel somewhere?
Right.
And so that's what we did. My daughter's been asking to go to the zoo for like a month. And every time she asks, it's like, we're on our way to school. Can we go to the zoo today? We're going to school. Oh, yeah. I really want to go to the zoo. I haven't been in a long time. Yeah, you're right. We haven't been in a long time. I don't got to tell you, man. Weekends pile up pretty quickly. Birthday parties, whatever. It's like, just can't, haven't found time to get to go to the zoo.
Also, a child's memory of the zoo is not the zoo on a Saturday.
Correct.
It's zoo on a Tuesday. Yeah. And it's great.
Yeah. So she didn't ask necessarily, but I was like, here's the thing. Like, she's been asking to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Why don't we just like go stay at a hotel close to the zoo?
Uh-huh.
And then wake up the next morning and go out to breakfast and then go to the zoo. So my wife and I were like, that seems like a great idea. Like, that's not the most extravagant thing. Some people can't do that kind of stuff. So we're lucky we get to do that. At the same time, it was like, well, let's just pick like a hotel that we're kind of excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a five-star anything. But if it's like, but all they will remember is that we like went and stayed in a hotel together.
Sure.
Went out to dinner and went to the zoo. They don't care if it's like in San Diego or wherever.
Down the street.
Down the street. It was like, kids, come on in. You got to go pack a backpack. We're going to a hotel. Tonight? I mean, like right away. Yeah. They were like, whoa. You know, it's like, you have to be like, yeah, it's like 20 minutes from here. It's all good.
You just,
they were like,
took the back road. So they were like, I think we're in Arizona right now.
They were thrilled. We went over there, this spot and in Burbank, and they had this arcade, like huge bowling area. So we went over there, went out to dinner, went bowling, went back to the hotel.
Great.
It was hilarious. Watching two little kids bowl, they're like, you know, they don't know how to bowl. My son's approach was get a ball, run to the line, and then stop and throw it.
Right.
Yeah. Every time. It was the funniest thing. Run, it was like stop, momentum,
swing,
stop.
Backswing, and
then
forward.
And then have it just go bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper. Which is great because he's like so jazzed about bowling in 84.
Yeah.
That's with great. Bumpers.
Yeah, he's doing great.
And you're like, 84, man. It's got to be one of your highest. High five everywhere. It was hilarious.
Because we did this 2 years ago at a birthday party.
2 years ago at a birthday party, and they needed like the ramp.
Yep. I need that big old ramp.
But this time you threw it. Huge strides of improvement.
See, that's a little different though. Because I guess I'm talking about like going to theme parks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's probably what I'm referring to. But I guess yours is different. If you're staying at a hotel just down like 20 minutes away.
Sure.
That's just you not wanting to make the bed the next day.
100%.
You know what?
I deserve that.
Yeah. And you went out to breakfast. Yeah. You don't want to cook or make the bed.
Didn't want to do anything.
That's all that was. That's different. That's giving yourself a shortcut.
Fall asleep.
I'm talking about stuff that has a schedule. Like we'll wake up, we do this, and then we're going to go to here. And I get it. It's to get the energy out. And we want to build memories.
Feels like work to you. It is work. That's why.
It is work. It
takes a lot of work and effort. And when you just want to go somewhere else and fall asleep and have somebody make the bed for
you. That's all I want. Especially the fall asleep part. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't have enough of that in my life.
Just falling asleep. And waking up 8 hours later. Undisturbed.
Yeah.
If I had a lamp and a genie came out, that might be the first one. I didn't really think about the other ones.
That used to, when did that happen? I think my wife maybe did that when the kids were younger, which was like, and I think I've done it for her as well. Again, when the kids were younger, because I don't think we've done it for each other in a long time, which is like, you get everyone out of the house before the other person wakes up.
It's almost impossible to do.
It's so jarring. I can only, like, I think I made a video of it, which like went semi-viral on our page, where it was just like, when you wake up and you're not sure if like, your wife got the kids out of the house, or if Thanos snapped them all away. Because it was like, you wake up and you're like, what's going on?
Where is everybody?
I don't like how...
What did I sleep through? That's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what did I sleep through? Uh-oh.
Well, you wake up, you don't hear anything. You're like, oh, it must be early. You roll over, you see your spouse is gone. And you're like, what's happening?
Why can't I hear anything? That's the biggest one.
I think you're right. I don't think we can do that anymore. Our kids come right into our room. Good morning. It's 6.
Yeah.
Get up.
Sometimes on the weekend, it's like, kid comes in the bedroom. Can I watch my iPad? Yeah. What? Huh? Yes. What? And then it's worth them laying next to you watching some show.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just kind of half sleep for another 45 minutes.
It's not, though. It's not, the sleep is never worth it, but we all do it every time because
just trying to get like a piece of it.
Because you're like maybe this will be the time I hit a REM and I pass out hard while like they're listening to some ASMR slime.
Video. Once in a while you do that, and then that's when you get up. The iPad is still there. No one's there. Your wife has left. Kid left. You're there, and it's like you're waking up to Gabby's Dollhouse theme song because they didn't turn it off.
And you watch it for like too long before you move.
Oh, what year is it? What happened? How long was I out?
Anyway, spring break. It's going great. No notes.
No. Couple notes, but we'll save those. I'll put them in the suggestions box just, for 2025.
They mostly just say milk, eggs, ranch.
Let's jump into the dumb dad moments.
Let's do it.
You feeling
good
about
that? What
do you got
for me?
This is like so stupid of me.
Great. That's the idea.
Okay. So quick little explanation. Sometimes in the sneaker culture, tell me if you know about this.
Like, yeah, I'm a sneakerhead.
The sneaker culture, it's like, oh, they're going to release that pair of shoes. I really like those. Those are cool.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to have to get the app and tap. Can I have these at 7 a.m.? Otherwise, there's no chance.
Right.
So I saw a pair of Nike Air Maxes, clean, classic pair. Then I was like, those are cool. I'm going to set an alarm, jump on the app,
great,
see if I can get my hands on those.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows, like, if I've done it like twice. Tried to get the Spider-Man Jordans, not even close.
Oh, you did?
I thought they were really cool.
They were awesome.
They were awesome. I was on like three, computer, iPad, phone. No. It's like the app exists for them to say like, no, you didn't get them. No, you didn't get them.
Yeah.
That's what it's you know, for. And then you go to Instagram and it's like, got them. Everyone's posting, got them, got mine. How? Anyway, I go that morning, I set the alarm and I'm like, I'm going to get myself a pair of Nikes. It was like, soon as 7 o'clock hits, it's like the zeros hit and I'm touching the thing, right? Can I get these? And it's like checking sizes, blah, blah, blah. And they get rid of bots, getting rid of the bots, making sure this is fair for everybody. And it was like, you got them. And I was like, sweet. That's my old address. Oh, man.
Oh.
And I was like, damn it. Not only is it like hard to do, but now I'm sending them to the wrong place.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, how do I change the address? Couldn't change the address. And I was like, so annoyed at myself. Like, of course. But you're solely focused on like how fast you can get this done.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at
you. You finally did it.
Whatever. It's my name here. Oh, man. Now I'm immediately thinking like, I'm going to go camp out there all day. Like, I don't want to do that. So on the way to school, I'm taking the kids. I'm like, what do I do? I don't know what to do here. I try to go on the app and it's like, oh, I notice you can cancel the order.
Oh, don't do that.
I was like, oh, but if I cancel them, then
they're gone.
Oh, and so I refreshed the page and I noticed that it says like add to cart. And I was like, add to cart. I hit add to cart. It's like, what size? This size. What's the shipping address? My current shipping address. Purchase. Got them. And I was like, oh, okay. Two things are going on here. One, these weren't that hard to get.
Yeah.
They weren't one of those pairs.
Right.
Thought they might have been. They weren't. Second, I was like, oh, okay, I'll just go cancel it. So I go to cancel the other order, and it was at whatever the time in the morning, 8:32 or something like that. The reason I say that is because it said like, oh, you can't cancel this order. You have to have purchased, you have to have canceled it within 30 minutes of the order.
Oh.
So I missed it by like 2 minutes. So I was like, this is so annoying. Now I have two coming to me.
Oh.
At different addresses.
And you still have to camp out.
Still have to camp out. Here's the thing.
Did you get them?
I leaned into how stupid I was being.
Okay.
Because I was like, well, if they're widely available, and I check and it's like, you can return them, but you have to, once you get them or whatever, I was like, all right, so whatever. I just need to get them and then I can return a pair.
Yeah.
Not that big of a deal. Then I was like, well, I'm sometimes in between a size or two. Like I'm either like a full size or a half size, right, depending on the shoe. And I was like, well, if they're available, I'm just going to go get the half size bigger. And then, so I had three pairs of shoes sent to me.
Why three?
Because at this point I was like, I'm already going to have to return one of them.
Sure.
So if they're still available, they were not that hard to get. I'm going to get the size that fits me. So
you're going to return two.
We're going to return two pairs. So it's like this a whole stupid, dumb dad moment because of a pair of shoes I thought were cool.
What time did you have to get up for this? It was 7 a.m.?
Yeah, but it's like I'm on the way to school with the kids. So it was like, just hit it on the app on the way there. If I get it, I get it. And so happens I did, but I sent it to the wrong place.
And then you waited past a half hour to cancel it.
Well, not realizing that like I could have canceled it. I was just trying to think, how do I spent a half an hour thinking like, how do I change the shipping address?
Right.
Which takes long enough to load the carriers. Yeah. Like, well, if you have to first reach out to them, get on.
Yeah.
Can I chat with somebody? No, our agents are busy right now. Of course they are. You know, like that kind of stuff.
Everyone's working.
Yeah. And then I noticed, oh, you can, oh, cancel it. Oh, stupid. Well, yeah. So dumb. It's like, I put all the, speaking of giving yourself unnecessary work, it was like, I thought these are shoes are cool. And it's costing me like, now I've obviously got to make sure you don't want to buy, we're going to buy them three times.
You don't want to buy three pairs.
I have them. I'm good. I have them.
You've obtained them.
Yes. The return process will start tomorrow.
And which was the right size, the half size bigger?
No.
No, that was the
right size. was a secondary unnecessary.
She made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, a lot of mistakes in a row. And paying for it time-wise will not be paying for it monetarily, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sort of.
Time is money after all.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just... Like, not thinking clearly.
I just like that you rushed for it. It's just a shoe that's just at the store. Not everybody wants them. Most people don't.
That's the thing. They weren't at the store. And it was like you could only get them on their app.
Yeah.
Make it seem like...
They tried to rope you in. They did.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
They had all four of my legs. I was on my back.
Wait, what?
You know, like they're like a cow. They roped me like a... Haven't you ever been a cowboy before?
No. Well,
neither have I, but it seems cool. Cowboys are cool.
It would have been fun if none of them fit. That would have been fun.
Needed a size waist.
That would have been fun. That would have been the fun part.
Well.
Well, I can bounce off of that because mine is about, you know, fitting into the right shoe, if you will.
Sorry. My dumb dad moment is sponsored by return shipping labels.
Yeah. Therapy shopping.
Yeah.
So mine was this. So the week before school gets out, we have an egg hunt. We don't want to say it's an Easter egg hunt. It's an egg hunt. Let's
hunt for eggs.
Let's be cool.
Also, hunting is let's find eggs. Let's search for eggs.
There's so much wrong with the story.
Let's discover them together.
So much wrong with the story. So we get parents to like donate. If you can, donate. If not, we'll get the rest, which is what we ended up doing. We got
eggs?
Eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs and candy. So we got a good amount of donations of candy. About 1,000 eggs on Amazon.
Wow.
And we got another 1,000. If we did just under 2,000, every kid in the school could get 6 eggs. So then you get the eggs, and then you spend a couple days filling 2,000 eggs. And I did it with...
You fill your kids' Easter baskets or baskets for the next morning. I mean, after 24, you're like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. It's...
I can't imagine doing this.
I did 2,000.
How many do you think you really did?
That's so funny you say that because I... The day I went,
because I made
they had already done 1,000, because they started early.
Oh, you guys started already?
I know it really was one of those moments where I was like, we're all meeting Tuesday. I texted them on like Monday afternoon because like nobody was reaching out, so I was just like, no worries. And I reached out and I was like, guys, let's whoever's available tomorrow after drop off, we'll do all the eggs. And they're like, we're already here doing them. I was like. I've never been so happy to not be included.
Yeah. Not be invited to
like,
a party.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Awesome.
You guys are really on it, huh?
When I went, it was 1,000 and I like looked around the room and I was like, oh, there's like 10 of us here. And I was like, oh, we only need to, I didn't say it out loud, said it in my head and then yelled at myself in my head. I was just like, oh, sweet. We only have to do like 10 eggs. No, that's only 100. No, we each have to do 100 eggs.
100 eggs.
We each had to do 100 eggs. And some of the people were actually making decorations. So I did well over 100 eggs. because some people were like, yeah, they were making their own decorations and stuff. None of this is the dumb dad moment. This is all just setting it up.
Yeah.
So we're on the day. And this is one of those moments where it's great that my wife is, you know, between jobs right now because she's able to help out on these moments. And I told her, I was like,
to assemble more than 100 eggs.
No, no, she wasn't there for that.
Babe.
I was like, don't worry about it. Say you can say, but she was there for the, on the day of like the egg hunt.
Yeah.
Cause we need, it's chaos. I'll get to it. But I said to my wife, I was like, this is why you do the PTA. Days like today, or why the PTA is, being on the PTA is awesome because yeah. you drop the kids off at school and then we're there the whole day. We were there from drop off to pick up.
Yeah.
And because we were like, we were there, we made sure we had everything. We made sure the eggs were separated because how the principal wanted to do it, she didn't want to interrupt the lessons. So she's like, you guys can do it at lunch, but they have to be able to eat first. So they're going to get like, I don't know, 15 minutes to like hunt for eggs, mm-hmm. which is more than enough time.
That's a lot of time.
That these animals yeah. need.
They smelled them before they even knew they were doing a hunt.
So in the first lunch, and this is important to the story. I know people are like, why are you giving these details? Trust me, it's important to the story. On the first lunch, we do 2 yards.
Stay
on
the raft. It'll be worth it.
We do a kindergarten yard, and then we do the main quad area.
Yeah.
Because Kinder and TK and all them are all in first lunch. Second lunch is just the rest of the students in the quad. So on the first lunch, you got to do both of them. So we wait until recess is over, and now we know the kids are all going to be in class until lunch, and then you start hiding the eggs. It's a quad area. It's a giant just rectangle of grass.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's nowhere to hide eggs. And when you have almost 2,000 to hide, I mean, you have in two batches, three, but the kindergarten's only like, I
think 2,000 to pour out.
I think it's like 100 and.
You keep saying hide.
Huh? Well, it's funny. I said this to my wife. I go, you're going to do this? Everyone else is going to do it because we did it the last 2 years and this is the third year we're doing it. Mm-hmm. You're going to take your sweet time and you're going to find every little. Oh, there's actually, you know what? There's a little nook here. This is a fun one. Oh, the tree's got a little branch. There's a rest right on there. Oh, mm-hmm. That's fun. And then you're going to realize you still have 1,800 more eggs to hide.
Yeah.
No, this you've is used like, all just those drop, spots.
Pour them out and kick your legs and just.
Basically what it turns out to be. But then they break open and then you start swearing to yourself because now you got to put them back together. So you have to like gently put them down.
And like find where that little Three Musketeers went. Where'd that thing go? Shiny. But it's shiny. How am I not seeing it? How am I not seeing it?
So I'm in the kinder yard because I'm again like what this is why the doing the PTA is awesome. Is I was like, all right, my son is at first lunch and then my daughter's at second lunch. This works out perfectly. So I told my wife and I was like, we'll both be at kinder. So we'll do the kinder egg hunt. So we get to watch our son take pictures, videos, whatever. And so we hide all the eggs and it's like, 4 minutes before we're about to go out there. And one of the women that works at the school, who's also on the PTA, runs over to me. And we didn't do this last year. We didn't do it the year before. And she runs up to me and she goes, oh, Mr. President, the Easter Bunny costume's here. Come on, you got to go put it on. This was never discussed. None of this was discussed.
Yes, it was. Not with you around. But it was absolutely discussed, which is why
I think some,
it had arrived.
I think some parent had brought it, had one, and was like, do you guys want this? And they were like, I know exactly who this will be great for.
Yeah.
So that, and this is the dumb bad moment, was I put on this Easter Bunny outfit. I posted it in our stories. And
if you've seen those 50s ones, wasn't far off.
It's a little better than the 50s ones, but it's not great. Like, he doesn't smoke or drink.
But you could still see your neck and your wrists, if that makes sense.
You could see my neck and my wrists. But it was like the 50s Easter bunnies had like liver failure. Like, the eyes were yellow, teeth were yellow. It was like,
it's 50s costuming, you know? But
yeah. So I get on this outfit and I go,
there's something about it.
I go, this is going to be, I put on this outfit. I go, this is going to go one of two ways. And I go, it's either going to go fantastic or there's going to be tears.
Yeah.
And I went to kindergarten first cause I wanted to see my son. Somehow that went incredibly well, except that the entire time, and I was wearing jeans. I just put it over like my clothes. I like took my zip up hoodie off. I'm not going down in underwear.
I'm not chastising you for not taking your
elastic waist with children.
What I'm saying is, I realized in that moment that you had to, like, you're layering up at this point.
Layering up. And it's not real fur. It's plastic that doesn't breathe.
Polyester, baby.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
So I go to the kindergarten.
Probably even wasn't a blend.
And I keep going over to my wife, being like, are my pants okay?
We were talking?
I talked to a couple kids. Yeah, they loved it. Kindergarten.
I think I might have defaulted to, I don't say nothing.
I didn't for a while. And then the kids were all really excited to show me things and ask me questions. And it was really cute. My son had no idea. Didn't tell him till that night.
That it was you?
Yeah. I just went up to him, gave him a high five, started dancing. He started dancing. He was like, this guy's all right. And I was like, we got to work on you and strangers. Because this was a test and you failed. I was wearing a mask. You know it was a mask. You know it wasn't a real bunny. You could see it in my Apple Watch. So then I go to...
Easter Bunny can't get his steps in? That's what you're saying.
So then I hop on over to the quad area. That goes really well. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, okay. But now the sharks are in the water because the next lunch is like lining up and they're seeing... So they're able to process it. I think it was a shock to the system that all like the fifth grade is. It's like fifth and first grade in the quad area. And they saw me and they were all like... what's going on here? And they were all like, I was high-fiving them and they were like, oh, okay, this is...
The fifth graders.
Yeah, they were all into it. Then the second lunch was third, fourth.
You gotta feel nervous about the fifth graders.
I was sweating a lot because
they're thinking like,
of many reasons.
Oh, ears getting pulled, this thing's coming off my head if I'm not careful.
I think part of the reason they were like, we should have Kevin wear this because they can't rip his head off because he's taller than all of them. Which...
Maybe not a bad shout.
Towards the end... And this is where the real full force dumb down moment comes in. I keep like going up to my wife being like, am I still good? Like, I need a pants check. I can't. I have mittens on.
Am I still good?
When do I get my cigarette break? And I keep asking my wife going like, am I good? And she's like, she looks and she's like, you're fine. And then by the end of the second lunch, then the kids are chanting to me at a public school, take it off. Take it off. Take it off. And I was like, get me out of here. And
I'm so surprised you went with the voice because I know if you had a mic in there, most of it was probably.
So the teachers and the teacher and
some water.
Some of the teachers and the principal were taking photos, and the number of times where they were like, all right, take a photo, and I would just go with them, and I was just like, had my little paws up, and I'm looking through like the eye dots, and like I can see sweat dripping in front of my face. Like I'm sweating that much.
It's coming off the tip of your nose, down into your mouth, and it's so, when you're sweating that much, it's like really salty.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
It's the ocean. And I was like trying to win. I was trying to get a win for myself. And I went back into the office and I did scare one of the, administrators, which was that was a win for me. I snuck up behind her. And I just stood there.
Oh my.
Until she turned around. But the funniest part was there was a parent and it's just, there was a parent waiting at the front counter for something. And I just like, I walked in, saw her right away, didn't miss a beat, walked up to her, full costume still.
Yeah.
And just put my hands on the desk and go, how can we help you?
Yeah.
And she didn't smile, didn't frown, didn't look confused.
She was terrified.
She just, nope, she didn't miss a beat. She went, no, I'm good. Somebody's helping me. Thank you.
Didn't even get the joke.
Didn't even get the joke. Just went right past her. And I was just like, this is the worst day of my life.
That took the rest of the energy I even had.
I did salvage this dumb dad moment of dressing like the Easter bunny.
Oh, man.
Which was, because then I spent the rest of the day like cleaning up and picking up. I mean, these kids.
Throwing away your clothes that you were wearing under the inside.
Some of the kids that were like, You were supposed to get 6 eggs. Like, we were smart. We had a bag of extra eggs off to the side for the kids that didn't get enough because they were like, I only got 1 egg. How's that possible? That's because when we said, ready, set, go. Like I told you, we didn't hide these eggs. They're just strewn about the yard. We said, ready, set, go. What do these kids do? Start running.
Pick up 20.
No, start running. And they're just like smashing them. And I go, where are you going? They're in front of you. Like, just, we say go, take one step, bend over, start picking
up
eggs.
Destroying eggs while looking for eggs.
Just destroyed eggs. And I'm sure some kids took more than they had to. But I did get to have my like dad joke marathon after that, which was changed out. And here's the worst part. When you're that sweaty,
yeah,
and gross, and our age, that like I had to put my hoodie back on, even though I didn't want to. It was so warm. But I was like, no, nobody should see this. Nobody should see the Rorschach test that is my back right now.
Oh, man.
So anyway, I'm walking around the school, like cleaning up, and I run into kids, and it was full dad joke mode. Hey, weren't you the bunny? Was there a bunny here? Yeah, the Easter bunny. You were the Easter bunny. The Easter bunny was here?
Yeah. No,
I did.
No one told me.
Are you serious? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. And then I just walked away. And
he left a bow tie at my house when I was younger. I still have it. I've been trying to get it back to him.
And only one kid took the bait. Everybody else was just rolling their eyes, as they should. It's a dad joke. That's what they're for. One kid was like,
"You know what they're there for?
Kevin's
fun."
One kid just leaned forward and went, "Are you messing with me?
You messing with me?
Because I'll kill you and everyone you love."
Don't.
Were you the Easter
bunny? Look me in the eyes. I need to know this right here and now. Don't look away from me.
Yeah. Just me and you right now. Just me and you. We're the only ones here. So that was me.
Why are you soaking wet, by the way?
I probably didn't smell great.
Dude.
It was a wild turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
I'd started with my wife saying, this is why you joined the PTA. And then the next.
Yes. And ended with, this is why you don't.
This is why you avoid eye contact at the PTA.
At the PTA inductee meeting.
Yep.
And you just go over to the visitor there and go, yeah, I'll be a visitor.
Yeah, I'll be a visitor. I'll help you make the eggs and you'll never see me again.
I'll be a volunteer. Yeah, I'll be a volunteer.
To be honest, I'm probably doing it next year. But that's my dumb dad moment.
If you can volunteer, volunteer. If you can PTA president, PTA president.
Oh, yeah. It is still worth it. It was very fun.
Getting involved at the kids' school, like,
I freaked out.
I just registered as a volunteer so I can go whenever I want. They said, we need volunteers. I'm like, great. I can volunteer. And I sign up and I can go. And it's being involved is really fun. It's fun to just watch the kids, like, whether they're going to lunch, running to recess. It's just fun to watch, be a part of it.
I genuinely do love it. And I will say, I can't believe I almost forgot to mention this. So my son didn't know till like we saw him later and told him. Like after school.
Yeah.
We're like,
crushed his dreams.
Was there an Easter bunny? And he was like, yeah. I was like, who do you think that was? And he was like, the Easter bunny you just said. What do you mean?
Yeah.
But then
the magical creature.
My daughter, when I found her, I just walked towards her, just jumped up in front of her. And my wife got it on film. It was great. She's very leaned back. Her body's at a 45 degree angle. And she just
appropriate response.
Slow, yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah,
everything I taught her.
Yeah,
and she just slowly kind of rotates behind me, and I think she must have seen. I don't know if it was my shoe or my shirt or whatever, and she just went, "Oh, it's Dad." God, it's horrifying.
Why are you like this?
And that's what she kept saying. We saw her after school, and I was like, "What do you think about me being the?" She's like, "Horrifying." It was horrifying. That outfit was the worst. I was like, okay.
You could see your wrists.
This is why dads do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's because that's where they had to shave me because they had to chip me. So I don't get lost. I had to get my rabbit vaccines.
And the you wouldn't want to get lost in the sea of hidden eggs.
Yep.
Hidden in quotation marks.
I'm a bunny rabbit that collects eggs. Obviously, I need my shots.
Oh, my good Lord.
Just in time for the holidays. Well,
hey, volunteer. Like I said, I went, I was there like 2 weeks ago at my kid's school, and I was there with my wife. We were doing like a little seed planting thing, And
yeah,
my wife told me after the fact. And then I would then like they she had me read a story to the kids and all this stuff, and it was keeping me involved. And it was awesome to be there. I highly recommend doing it, especially if your dad's out there. She said to my wife, "It's so awesome when he's here. The kids need to know that like a dad does this stuff and is involved just like this." Yeah. And it was like, "Oh, what a nice compliment. That sucks to hear. That it's not more like that. It's not a little bit more standardized or whatever. There should be more dads doing it." It kind of surprised me a little bit. But, you know, that's all I can say. It's super fun to do. You don't have to do it all the time. Just register as a volunteer and go a couple days a year. Go volunteer to do something with the kids with an activity. It's really fun.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
Cool.
Volunteer, guys. God, what's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. Sign up. Be the Easter Bunny. Sweat your...
Well, if you have a mascot murder mystery story or...
I'm sure people have done it where they send us a... I mean, come on. Equally as good as, if not better than Kevin's Dumb Dad when you're like, I'll be the moose or something that shows up at the party that didn't go well.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it.
Or if you have a story of where the shoe was on the other porch, you guys can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. We are at the Dumb Dads. That is our handle on all social media. Check out our stuff on YouTube. You can watch full episodes of this podcast. Thanks to Ed Verdue on SoundCloud for the music. Thanks, as always, to our editor, producer, my lovely wife, Annie, at Annie LaFerrier, for editing this podcast. Evan, you got a joke to take us out?
I do. Why don't skeletons go on spring break vacation?
They got no guts.
Yeah, sort of. Nobody to go with.
Oh. Because they're dead.
All his bones. We get muscles. He can't walk around. These bones. That's a muscle
brain. They can't really snap his campfire.
Yeah. I don't know how you're getting on a plane without a brain. Prove that you're...
Well, if you're going...
How do you get this ticket?
If you're going in a Boeing, you don't have a brain to begin with.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
Thanks to our sponsor, Boeing. No.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.